Some time ago, I read a story about parents who went to court to throw their son out of the house. He was old enough to live on his own, they said. It is hard to judge if they were right or wrong. I guess we all know families where there is a conflict between parents and their children. People hardly talk to each other and are unable to forgive one another for past wrongdoings. Unfortunately, there is a lot of anger and resentment in people's hearts. Sometimes the love of money lays behind family conflicts. Maybe you too have different reasons not to forgive your family members. Sometimes brothers and sisters fight for an inheritance and are never happy with the result. I know people who stopped talking to their siblings and decided never to forgive them for their dishonesty. We Christians are called to imitate Jesus and to welcome everyone, even if it angers those who think we shouldn't do it. In today's gospel, we hear the irate Pharisees saying about Christ, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus explained to them what mercy was all about and told them a few parables. The first one was about a lost sheep, then about the lost drachma, and finally about the lost son, the prodigal son. The Lord was sent to the earth to reveal a true image of his heavenly Father. He wanted his listeners to understand that God was a forgiving Father who shows his mercy repeatedly to his people and never tires of it. Thanks to today's long story of the prodigal son, we learn that God forgives even the gravest sins. However, there is a certain condition people must fulfill. We find it in the Lord's Prayer, which we probably say every day. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. So, first, we need to come to God and humbly ask for his forgiveness and strength to offer our mercy to others. There are such difficult situations in life that only with God's help can be resolved. Very often, refusing to forgive is a common reality. Think for a moment about all those people who treated you badly or said hurtful words in your presence or behind your back, including those closest to you. I suggest you write down their names on a piece of paper. Next, ask the Lord for the grace and strength of his Holy Spirit to be able to individually forgive them. Don't worry about negative feelings. Your decision to forgive is the most important thing. When you reach the point in which you will be able to say, "I sincerely forgive every one of them from the bottom of my heart," you will experience the transforming power of God's presence. You will be liberated from the hardness of heart, and you will be filled with God's love. Then you can burn that piece of paper and start to live in the fire of the Holy Spirit. Your life will change, and other people's lives will be transformed as well. Brothers and sisters, we Christians are called to a revolution of love. So let us be serious about being like our Heavenly Father while we still have time. Let us be the people of mercy and love today, because tomorrow might never come.